Good evening. This is Shabshachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The Union Cabinet took a series of decisions in a cabinet meeting held at New Delhi today. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw informed that the government has approved exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election, Chandrayaan 4 mission and Venus Orbiter mission. The government also approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi season 2024-25 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers, Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan, and to continue Pradhan Mantri Annadata Aay Shangrakshan Vijan. The government further approved the for establishment of the National Center of Excellence for Animation, Visual Effects, Gaming, Comics and Extended Reality and Biotechnology Research, Innovation and Entrepreneurship Development with a new component, namely Biomanufacturing and Biofoundry. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman launched a National Pension System Vatsalya Scheme on Wednesday. This initiative, introduced in Budget 2024, aims to financially secure children's future by encouraging guardians to invest in a pension account on their behalf. NPS Vatsalya is a new pension scheme designed for minors. It allows parents and guardians to invest as little as Rs 1,000 annually in a child's future, making it accessible to families across all income levels. In Arunachal Pradesh, the state-level bankers' committee, Itanagara, in collaboration with NABARD, organized a workshop on the national pension system, Vatsalya, in Itanagar. The workshop aimed at educating students and parents about the new pension scheme. The highlight of the workshop was a drama performance creatively designed to explain the benefits and importance of the NPS Vatsalya scheme. This collaborative step among the SLBC, NABARD and local schools is an effort to create awareness about the scheme among the common people. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has planted around 7,000 saplings till date under the Ek Per Ma Ke Naam campaign. The plantations have been done by the ministry with its field officers both in urban and rural locations across the country. The campaign was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on World Environment Day this year. The INB ministry had launched this plantation drive from the second week of August to contribute in making the plant better to protect Mother Nature. The ministry said during the Fort Lanty campaign, Swachhata Hi Seva, from 17th September to 2nd October 2024, efforts are being made to expedite the plantation drive. The registration for students of classes 9 and 11 appearing in the 2025 board exams has begun today. According to the notification of Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, the last date to submit the registration form is 16th October. CBSE-affiliated schools can get their students registered on cbse.gov.in. The World Bamboo Day is being observed across the world today. On the occasion, Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men in their social media posts greeted all and said that bamboo tall and flexible green steel of the Northeast is an integral part of people's lives. Bamboo's being a sustainable alternative to plastic and its multiple uses have empowered the farmers, artisans and craftsmen to generate additional income. They also expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for excluding bamboo from the Forest Act. The Itanagar Meteorological Centre has forecast that east coming Lower Subansiri, Kurunkume, Papumpare, Anjao, Shiomi, Changlang and Longding are in yellow alert zone. These districts will receive thunderstorm with lightning very likely at isolated places. Meanwhile, Tirap will receive heavy rain very likely along with thunderstorm with lightning very likely at isolated places. As part of nationwide Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign, Akashvani Itanagar today celebrated the sanitation exercise at its office premises in Itanagar. On the occasion, all officers, staff and others took a Swachhata pledge to devote themselves in 100 hours of cleanliness activities this year. Later in a meeting, all discussed issues on cleaning surroundings of the office premises and official quarters within the fortnight-long campaign. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.